Hello and welcome to episode 184 of the Saints Score podcast, where we look at everything going on at Southampton Football Club. This is part two of our Championship squad tier list, focusing on the midfielders and forwards. If you weren't here last week, this is where we look at how we would structure the team, going from the players that should start, be on the bench, sold, loaned out, and players that we're not too sure. My name is Harry Tiz, and I'm joined by Mikey Maiman, Ollie Bose, and Jamie Allen. And you know what? Let's get straight into it. Right, let's quickly go on to the midfielders, and I'm going to get the painful one out the way first. James Ward-Prowse, 409 appearances in all competitions. It feels like he's been linked with half of the Premier League. Ollie, what's going to happen?
It's going to be sold. Unfortunately, it's gonna happen. Don't get your hopes up, people. It's gonna happen. It's not gonna be ugly. It's gonna be a farewell. We're gonna wave him off into the sunset, and he's gonna go break the record for the most free kicks in the Premier League. But yeah, unfortunately, we're not gonna see him in a Saints shirt next year.
Painfully for a different team, that free kick record. I really thought, looking down, two, three games left, we might be able to get something. Jamie, I'll list you the teams that he's been linked with in the past however many weeks: Fulham, West Ham, Tottenham, Wolves, Brentford, Newcastle, and Liverpool, all linked. Nigel Adkins gave him his debut in 2011, so he's been here a long time. Is it a keep or is it a sell?
Sell. A reluctant sell. Although I have put I might say this, I did put him first and start, but that's just more my hopes and dreams. But yeah, I think Ollie's right. I say it's not going to be a like, I don't know, a demanding he's going to go, because he deserves it. But if he did do the unexpected and stay for 1 year in the
Don't do it
championship
to
to
yourself,
get the
Jamie.
boys back, but I don't think
Don't
it's
do it to yourself. It's not
entirely
worth
out the
it.
question. I don't think
It
it's like
is.
I don't think it's 100% he's gone. But I think it's what's life without a bit of hope,
This
Ollie?
is the denial stage of the six steps. This is denial right here. You will come to acceptance.
I don't
Acceptance is
know,
stage six. You've got a few more steps to go, but this is denial right now. Or is it
but
bargaining? It's one of the two.
if there isn't a really good goodbye video, I'll be annoyed. That's when I'll be upset about it. But who knows? Who knows where it'll go? I hope it goes to a top six side. A cheeky Spurs would be nice, but.
Mikey, James Ward-Prowse scored 55 goals and got 53 assists in those 409 games. Contract until 2026. Is there any hope, any at all, that he could be with us next season?
That's the only thing that I'd say is that a contract till 2026 means that we are still in control of the situation on whether he goes or stays. I think it will be unfair on him if an offer comes in that's too good for him as a player. Because I think from conversations off the podcast, I think what we've chatted about is what will his need to move be? And I think if he believes that he can get into the Euro squad in 18 months' time, or a year's time now, really, then I think that's the reason why he'd move. I think if he believes he can still get in that England squad, which I think he can, I think that's where he'd want to move into the Premier League, and continue being successful in the Premier League. I think. It would be unfair on us to keep him here, if because that would just be blocking his career. If there's a move that's not going to get him into that position, then I feel like there may be an opportunity of him staying, but that's a far-fetched opportunity in my mind, and I think he'll be leaving the club this summer.
Right, let's get the two most painful ones out the way back to back. Mikey, I'll stay with you. Romeo Lavia is wanted by Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea. He was a key part of our Premier League team. 29 appearances last season. We only won one of the nine games that he was missing. Is he going to stay or is he going to go? I think I already know the answer.
Oh, with all those clubs involved, he's definitely going to stay. There's no point in moving, is there? No, he'll go. And again, I think we will get the price tag that we want to get for him. I think whatever club ends out losing out on Declan Rice, I think that's going to be the one that that will end up looking at Romeo Lavia. I think he'd easily slot into any of the top six. I think he proved that last year, just with the performances that he has and the age that he is. I think he's a wonderful talent. And I think it would be stupid for the club. Again, the only thing that I can think of is that it'd be stupid for the club to sell below the release fee or the return fee that Man City will get next season. I think that would be the only thing that I can think of us going like, no, we're going to wait till next season when City can buy him back, because otherwise it would just be stupid for us to sell. We're not in a position, again, he's contracted till 2027, so it's even longer than than Ward-Prowse is. So again, we're not in a position that we need to sell him. However, I think if the finances are there and the finances are right, then you can't block him from going to any club in the Premier League. So yeah, I think he'll be one that we'd see go quite quickly in this window, I would have thought.
Ollie, would you say that Lavia is probably the most obvious sell on this list? Even though we want to keep him, the way things work, it's just going to happen, isn't it?
Pay us the money, you can get him. Just give us the money and we'll call it quits. That's all we want. Just give us the money. But yeah, he's going to be a sell. He's a brilliant player. He's probably one of the favourite players that I've seen in a long, long time in the Saints shirt. The composure, the maturity that he has, the way that he plays for such a young player shows that he will be brilliant. Like Mikey said, he'll slot into any top six team and he'll be there for a while. I think any team that get him have got a brilliant player on their hands. So yeah, I think we will be seeing him going.
Jamie, keep or sell for Lavia, but also talk a bit about Carlos Alcaraz as well. I think he was probably, by quite a distance as well, our most exciting January addition. 4 goals. It seems like he wants to stay, or at least he's settled in the area, but the teams like Brighton, AC Milan, I think Leipzig are all linked to them as well. So is it one of those difficult ones where, because he's got a longer contract, we don't have to sell him, but when those teams are knocking on the door, this transfer could go the distance in terms of the window?
Yeah, I think quickly on Lavia, I think what Mike says is quite a good point. If literally where a team doesn't get Rice, Lavia's going there. There's 40 million compared to what the 100 they're asking for Declan. You know, I think it's an easy question of who they sign after that Rice one falls through. So unfortunately, it's a sell, but we as a podcast, we wish him the best of luck in his future. You know, we're all big fans of him. Big up, Romeo. But moving on. Charlie Alcaraz, I don't know if I like him anymore because he's saying these massive like things, saying how he wants to stay. But then as soon as that Brighton link comes through, his agent's going, yeah, he wants to leave. He's not sailed. He's like, it's like, what do you want, mate? So like, giving all the big and saying he wants to stay, but it's just a little crowd pleaser. And I think he's a brilliant player, but it's just like, as soon as that link comes up, his mind's completely flipped, and I just don't think that's right, really, because, like, yeah, we've brought him over to the Premier League, given his chance, you know, respect us and give us maybe a year in the Championship, don't go up, then go, that's fair enough. I think he's that sort of player in our squad where he's the 1 year in the Championship and then he can go. But I think if he does put his foot up and stop saying, no, I am to get in a move, then unfortunately he is a sell. But I would like to keep him, but I don't know what he's thinking anymore because it's such like flippy flip flap of what his mind's doing. Unfortunately, sell, but that's just how it is with players. When their little interest comes up, when you'll get a relegation side and you have that star quality and you do have that little bit of your agent going on, go on, nudge the teams, go on, get their transfer. I think he will be a sell.
Yeah, in previous podcasts, we've talked plenty about how much we'd want to build Carlos Alcaraz. Sorry, the team around Carlos Alcaraz. So we're not going to go into it too much this episode, but Mikey, Ollie, is it a keep or is it a sell? A little description or a little explanation as well.
Yeah, it is a bit of a flippy flip-flap, as Jamie so eloquently put it. He's one of those players, he could probably be Championship Player of the Season if it went right. You could see him just leading us up and being a brilliant player. But if that interest comes in as well, I could quite easily see him moving away. I think he's definitely Premier League quality. So if we kept him, it would be brilliant. And I think we would see him in the Premier League the season after. But equally, if people paid the money that we got back for him and a little bit more, someone comes in with 18, 20 million, I could see him going as well. And I could see him kind of pushing for it as well. So It depends. There's been a lot of interest. I think it's because we're early in the transfer window. We haven't seen people put any concrete moves in. And I don't think we've had any official bids on any of these players. So it's tough to judge because there's a lot of firm interest there from different people, but no bids actually coming in yet. I think that's going to be the real teller when you see the money coming in. Then the players might start playing their hands. They might start. I hope it doesn't come to it, but you might also start seeing some players handing in transfer requests and saying, I want to play Premier League football. I want to go. But until those bids come in, we can only really speculate.
And Mikey, talk a bit about Alcaraz, but also your favourite player, Ibrahima Diallo, someone that has relatively struggled to break into our Premier League team. 81 appearances overall, but hasn't really been able to find a consistent footing. The Athletic said that we're open for offers and he's happy to leave. Links with Turkey, as there always is for relegated teams and players that are on higher wages and aren't necessarily going to stay. Is he a stay or go?
I think with Alcaraz, agents will be agents, of course. As soon as a transfer window comes round, they'll be looking for moves and stuff like that. It's the way that they earn money. So it didn't really surprise me where a lot of our players are being linked away just because of the agents are trying to wiggle through deals and stuff like that. I think I'd love to keep Alcaraz, as the lads have said beforehand. I think he would be a championship player of the season contender by the end of the year, because I think in one of those eight roles under Russell Martin, I can see him being so pivotal in the way that we play that he would be a very strong player in the championship. So I'd like him to stay, but with all the rumours that are going around, then you could easily see him being sold. Diallo is an interesting one because he's on my sell list. Which I don't think is too much of a surprise if you're a regular listener. But I think a player like Diallo wouldn't work with Russell Martin. I think he's strongly off-ball, a lot of off-ball actions and a lot of defensive work. I think that's where he's strong with. And maybe that's something that we'd need in that sort of six drop between the centre halves type thing. Being an against the ball player might be good for him. However, I just think technically he's not strong enough to be in the starting 11. And I may be wrong. It may be something that Martin comes in and he suits the system really well and all of a sudden he becomes the player that we thought we'd signed 2 or 3 years ago. However, he's been a backup player for us for the last 3 or 4 seasons. He's not someone who's pushed on to play in the first team. And he struggled. And it probably would be right for us and right for him to move on and try and play somewhere else. Because I think as a water carrier in the team, I think he works, but he doesn't have the other attributes that the water carrier would have to be able to play. So he's not at the level of a Kante or a Makaleli who've come through the French system as that water carrier player and someone that the team can rely on. I don't think Diallo's at the same level, but I think that's the role that he plays best. So I think him probably moving back to France or maybe moving out to Turkey, as been said before, might be the best thing for him to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's clearly not been too highly fancied. I think his highest Premier League appearance number has been 23. I think he wasn't in the squad for 5 of the last 6 games this season. Ollie, what would you do if Diallo is at a stay or go? But also, I'm going to go to you for Stuart Armstrong. I know he's your favourite player. So Stuart Armstrong, signed from Celtic all the way back in 2018. Contracted until 2024. Is he a stay or is he a go?
I think Diallo's go. I don't think we've seen enough since he's joined, really. And yeah, I think he should just really move on. I've got him in go. And Stuart Armstrong is also joining himself. Hands up. I'm a big Stuart Armstrong fan. I'll sing his praises. But recently, last couple of seasons, after his case of long COVID, he has not been the same player. And I think he's getting on now to the point where we used to see his burst of pace. I'm talking reminiscently here because this is a player close to my heart. I used to sing his praises. He's one of my favourite players to watch, but I think he's lost that edge of pace. I don't think he's looked the same after his long COVID. And although I think he could be decent in the Championship, I just don't, I think he's just going to kind of decrease. I'd love to see him do brilliantly. And if there's no suitors that come in, I think he could be useful as a rotation player in the Championship. But I just don't really think he's the player that he was, which is sad. So I think for me, he is a sell. If there's no suitors that come in, I think he would, I would happily pop him on my bench, but I don't think he, I don't think he starts for us. I think we've got more exciting attacking players to play, to start. So for me, it's a sell, possible bench if no one buys him.
I mean, yeah, only 14 starts last season with Scotland in a really good position to qualify for Euro 2024. He might want to move away to try and, you know, solidify his place in that squad, even though he's been a regular feature ever since he signed for us. Jamie, what would you do with Stuart Armstrong?
I'm surprised by Ollie's decision making there of getting rid of his lookalike, but I've kept him on the bench because I think it's similar to what I was saying, it's more start of the podcast, more about experience and the leadership qualities we're going to need, because we already had a very, very young squad last year. I'm not too sure what our recruitment style is going to be this transfer window, but it's just a good player to have around the squad to teach the young players. And I think he's a very solid bench player, and surprised Ollie wants to move on. I get his points, but long codes, fair enough. But what's wrong with Cal on the bench? Give him a rotation playing the Championship. Could be a very good player for us.
Yeah. Ollie clearly doesn't like him. 169 appearances in all competitions. He's been a great servant. I'm going to switch it on to someone else now. Mikey Maidment, Will Smallbone, out on loan at Stoke City last season after struggling to get into the team for us, especially after his ACL injury as well, but 38 games out of the 46, 5 goals, 3 assists. What do you want to do with him?
He would be one of my starters in central midfield. He'd be one of the eights. I think the reason behind this is probably due to the fact that I think he'd have the stamina to be able to do it. I think he'd be able to be that attacking player as a box-to-box, almost as that eight. I think he had quite a solid season at Stoke without being like over the top or like exceptionally brilliant. I think he had a solid season at Stoke. He did exactly what I wanted him to do, which was just go out, play in the Championship, get a full season under his belt, show what he can do. And now he's got an opportunity to come back to Southampton and see what he can do in the first team now. I hope he has an impressive season with Russell Martin. I hope he does. Because the little bits and pieces that we did see from him when he did play for Southampton, you could tell that there was technical quality there. It was just very... it was just very raw, and it wasn't... It sometimes he felt a little bit lost because we didn't play a central midfielder. We had two defensive midfielders and we had two attacking midfielders. We didn't have someone just in the centre. So I feel like if he comes back in, he'll play as an eight. He'll probably, hopefully, do quite well for us. And fingers crossed, he can have a good pre-season and make it into the first 11. But I do find it interesting, the two lads' other opinions on Stuart Armstrong. I'd find your opinion interesting, Harry, because I had him as one of my starters. I had him starting on the right wing because I think a player of his quality playing as either an eight or playing on the right-hand side, I think he'd do really well in the Championship. I think being a more, again, ball-orientated side who can dominate possession a little bit more, I think you'll see more out of Stuart Armstrong than we got to see last year and probably the season before that. Whether he'd stay or not is the big question. If, I mean, Brendan Rodgers has made the move back to Celtic, so maybe if Stuart Armstrong wants to go back to Celtic and play in Scotland again, that could be an option for him. And of course, with the Euros coming up and the Scottish side doing really well, like you said, there's the option of him moving away and trying to be a part of that first 11. But if there's a possibility to, I think he could do really well in the Championship in a more possession-based side. So fingers crossed. I'd love him to keep him around, and I'd love him to be part of the starting 11.
I mean, yeah, quickly going back to Stuart Armstrong, I'd want to see him stay, but I think a 46-game season, someone that's, A, like you said, had long COVID before, but also, B, struggled with the like long season in the Premier League, plus the international fixtures. I think in his last year of his contract, as a 31-year-old, we're not going to get really any sort of fee, maybe 3-4 million at the absolute most. I'd probably stick him in sale, but I'd happily see him start as well. It's not one of those things where I'm absolutely stuck on this. I want this to happen. And I really like it that you've all said something different, which is really, really good. Ollie, going to Smallbone. He's another player out of contract until 2024. The FIA under 21 player of the season at the age of 23. Is it one of those seasons where he can go, if you don't start me, I'm leaving on a free at the end of the season. So you've got yourself this position. You have to start me. Otherwise, I'm gone.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to negotiate because... do you do it now without even seeing him? I don't think they would. So I think it's one of those ones where you'd have to play him. And then if he plays very well, then he might want to keep his options open and not sign a contract. But he also might be quite happy with the side. Very confusing situation with a lot of the players that we have at the moment. I think I agree with Mikey. I think it's definitely worth putting him in the 11. I think he would be a very good player who's championship experience, which I think will go a long way this year. We've got a lot of players who might be experienced in the Premier League, but someone who knows their way around the championship, I think, will be a very useful acquisition to put back into the side. So yeah, for me, he's in my start, and I think if we can, if he hits the ground running, I think he could be a great player for the side.
Jamie, quick on Smallbone, stay or sell, but also Joe Aribone, stay or sell. He's someone that I was really excited with at the start of the summer window. If you heard the preview and prediction podcast that me, Mike and Ollie did, I think we're all really excited about it as well. I think we all had him possibly as the signing of the season. Signed from Rangers, £10 million, made an appearance in every one of the first 19 games, but just two under Stellez, and being starts, of course. What would you do with him?
Having two appearances on the Stellez is really good, but I really liked him, especially in pre-season last year with his it was, remember that goal he did coming, was it Villa? That's the one, yeah. It was so cool just seeing him go through the whole team. I was like, wow, what a player we have on our hands. And I went to the game with my dad and think, this, what a great player we've got here. We're really going to have a great season. But unfortunately, yeah, his 27 appearances and two goals didn't quite reflect the player we saw in that game. But I know he has got experience in lower English football, playing with Charlton in League One. So I think I put him in an undecided for me because I think it'd be interesting to keep him around and see what Big Russ thinks of him. But also at the same time, he has got Turkey player written all over him. I think it's like the Galatasaray vibes. He could easily get off there and you could say, fair enough, get the money and have enjoy the sun. But I think he could have the potential to be quite good in the championship, but also I think it's more the player's decision rather than us trying to push him to play with us.
Mikey, Joe Aribo played 36% of all available Premier League minutes last season, but not really at all at the back end. What would you do with him? Do you think he can be reinvigorated in the side and the championship? Or as Jamie said, do you think he could seek a move away?
I think him operating as he did at Rangers in a 4-3-3 would work quite well. I think everyone got done by the preseason curse again. There's always one player that does really well in preseason, and it's always a curse because they always sort of fail throughout the year. And unfortunately, Joe Aribo was one of them. But he did, as you said, under Sells, the two appearances he had, both starts were just out of the blue. It made no sense when he came in. It wasn't like he was even around the first team. And he really, really struggled through the back end of the season. He's on my sell list because I would have thought that he would want to get out the club. I don't think he's someone who has had a successful time at the club, and he'd be someone who I thought would want to move on. However, if we can keep him, then there's obviously a fantastic player there who played for Rangers and played in European finals and is someone who, again, as Jamie said, has experience at lower levels in the English pyramid. So, yeah, I think if we can keep him, fantastic. And hopefully he'll be a part of the first team squad. If not, then we just got to try and make our money back, which isn't too hard due to the fee that we managed to get him from Rangers last summer. So, yeah, we'll see where that gets us.
Right, Ollie, end the midfielder part of the sell or stay for Aribo and start the winger section as well. Mm. Sulemana, stay or go. 25 million euros he cost us, or around about that, from Rennes in January, and played all 18 games available, 10 starts, 2 goals, both of them coming against Liverpool, of course. A quote, at the end of the season, he said he'd take an opportunity if it came up coming away, going away from the club, but he's also sort of happy to stay in the pre-season and help us push for the championship as well. What do you think about him?
Aribo screams like a fresh start for me. I feel like he's just, it didn't connect with Saints. Maybe that fresh start would be the new season in the championship, but also I could see him maybe wanting to find his place somewhere new and just try and find somewhere new. So I think it will be a sell, but I think Mikey made some very good points that he could start afresh in the championship and have a really positive impact. I think it'd be one that it would be really nice to kind of see that redemption, considering how excited we really were when he joined the club. But for me, he's in my sell at the moment. Coming on to Sulemana, obviously record signing, long contract, young player. So it looks good for us to be able to keep him. And I think maybe he's realised that himself, that he's only just signed for us. We've spent a lot of money on him, so we would want to recoup that back if he did go. And I don't know whether there will be people who would be willing to put that straight back up. So I think it would be a player that could possibly be priced out of a move. The comments are interesting. I think it's basically what any player would say. They're just kind of edging their bets again, just kind of saying, I would go if something interested me, but I'm also happy to stay. I don't think you can really say anything else as a player in that situation. So, yeah, it makes sense what he says. I'd love to keep him, and I've put him in start because I think it would be difficult for him to get a move and all parties to be satisfied. So, yeah, I've put him in start, and I think he would be a brilliant player in the championship. But again, it really comes up if someone gives us close to the money that we paid and it's an opportunity that interests him, we could see him go. Again, it's going to be a long summer and there's a lot of opportunities for players potentially to move. But at the moment, I've put him in my starting 11.
Now, Jamie, I'll come to you very soon, but I want some tactical analysis from Mikey. You look at Russell Martin's style of play. I think he had the least amount of take-ons last season with Swansea. The way that he played, the most passes, the most amount of possession. He didn't want to risk possession at all. Loads of short passes. You look at Sulemana, Gineppo, Adozi. Three really exciting players, but are they three players that really suit his style? Or with those, can they go against the grain and they're just that X factor that if you have one of them in your team, they can create something, anything can happen. Or as we know with Russell Martin, it's either his way or no way.
That would interest me is that if he's got players of quality like Sulemana who can run at players one-on-one and cause a little bit of mayhem there, then that might be something that would be of interest to him to use. He's a huge asset for the club. It was a massive investment in January to bring him in and to put him on the contract that we did. There's obvious signs of us going, no, he's the player that we want to use. And I think it would be a shame if he was someone to be let go. Fitting into the system with Russell Martin, he likes playing wingers. He likes playing, stretching the pitch, using his wingers. Basically, imagine what Pep Guardiola does when he was at Barcelona, and that's pretty much what Russell Martin tries to do and emulate in his style of play. So a player like Sulemana, like, that's where it intrigued me, because you talk about possession style teams and someone who doesn't like take-ons and doesn't like players running with the ball. However, if you have a player whose ability to run on the ball is really, really good and a player who can take on players, why would you not want to utilise that? Why would you not want to have a slightly different way of playing? And you've got to adapt yourself to that quality of player. That's what would make the most sense for me. So I'd want to keep Sulemana around. I've got him in my sale pile again because I can't see clubs not making offers for him. But we're in the position of power under his contract. We don't have to accept a low offer for him. So if we're not happy with the offers, then he will be staying at the club. And he's someone that if Russell Martin can get the best out of him, again, he could be a championship player of the season contender. That's how good he is. So I hope we keep him around, and I hope for Suleimana's sake, to get the best out of him, Russell Martin finds a way of moving him into the side to be effective, whether it plays him down the centre more, which is what he did in a front two of Onoachu when we played against Chelsea, where he was a little bit more central and almost playing as a nine, or maybe probably playing as a false nine in all fairness, or maybe playing as someone as a winger, but someone who can stretch the pitch instead of being someone who narrows the pitch down and cuts inside. So I'd hope we'd keep him because he's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Martin versus Khaledim Suleimana is the sort of the unstoppable force against the immovable object. Someone that hate is probably quite a strong word, but really doesn't like take-ons, the lowest amount, against someone that is, according to FBref, the top 1% per 90 for take-ons. So it'll be interesting to see how he utilises him. Jamie, quick sell or stay for Suleimana, but also talk to me about Moussa Djenepa. Would you keep him? Would you get rid of him? Since signing from Standard Liège in the four seasons, 18, 27, 12 and 16 Premier League appearances, only once over half the amount of games that he's played. In patches, he's shown his quality, but probably not enough. 90 appearances overall, 5 goals, 5 assists. What would you do with him?
Well, yeah, Suleimana would be, like I said, a great player to keep, but unfortunately, he'd probably be sold. Of that amazing performance he puts in against Liverpool out of nowhere in the last year of the season was outrageous from him. But Djenepa was an odd one because he was randomly signed a new contract this year. It's just literally out of nowhere. Like, he was barely playing, and then just, you know, yeah, just give him a new contract. Why not? But as I put Djenepa on my bench, because I know he's got obviously got links on to, what was it, to loan away to Fenerbahce, but why not keep on the bench? He's similar one to like Lianco, where he's a bit erratic. He has like the rainbow flicks. He loves the skills, but in the Championship, he might be decent, but I honestly not. I know they put my bench, but I'm not too fussed either way if he was to leave the club or stay. Because I think, yeah, he might be good on the bench. However, he's never really made that standout performances like Suleimana or Sam Adozie was even. We'll go into him in a minute, I guess. But he had those standout performances. Wow, that's impressive. Like, apart from Djenepa's goal against Brighton away, That's about it. He's done in this season, four seasons at the club, I guess. But we're happily bench, but also we don't mind so.
He stopped the quadruple. I mean,
I was about to say, he had a huge part in stopping Pep Guardiola.
Yeah,
I can't believe I forgot that. Thank you for bringing that up, boys. I guess there. I take it back. Start him. We need him in the need him for our title race. Come on, back the boy. But go on, I can move on now.
What do you think about Djenepa?
He's in my undecided column because I have generally no idea what we do with him. He's quite injury prone. He doesn't play that many games, as you've mentioned previously. I don't think anyone's going to buy him. And I don't think we're going to start him. So he's either bench or I just keep him in undecided. If something crops up and someone wants to pay some money for him, how much do we sign him for? Was it a lot?
It was around 15 million up to 15 million.
It's kind of that classic price that you pay for a winger, isn't it? If like a decent offer comes in and he wants to go, I don't think anyone's going to stop him, really. massively inconsistent during his time here. Shown a few sparks, but sometimes it just looks like he's got no idea what he's doing. So, yeah, no chance for us understanding what's going on. I'm going to keep him in undecided. If the money comes in, I'd be happy to sell. But if that, then I guess bench. I guess I'm really struggling here. He's such a difficult player to categorise. Yeah,
sort of unfussed
a little bit.
Right, Mikey, quick sell or go for Djenepa, but also Mislav Orsic. I almost feel like this is already sold. I think Trabzonspor in Turkey, they're trying to reach an agreement. In the Premier League, only 6 minutes. I mean, his interview for the club was 5 minutes and 2 seconds. So, it's sort of difficult from that point of view that he's really not been utilised whatsoever since signing in January. £8 million from Dynamo Zagreb. People thought, including myself and really outside the club, that he was going to be this absolute X-factor player. How have Southampton got him? Croatia is fantastic. Scored hat-tricks against Tottenham. You heard it all before. What do you think should happen? Do you think we should get a certain fee and then sell him? Or is it just cut your losses, move on?
Gineppo's inconsistency through injury, I think, is the best way to sum it up, like Ollie said. Whether he'd be a good asset in the Championship, I would have thought so, but it feels a similar one to Diallo. They both came in the same window, and both, I mean, Gineppo probably has made more of an impact than Diallo, but both have sort of tailed off the longer that they've been at Southampton. So, yeah, it's a shame of how his career started at the club that it couldn't have continued in that way. A player like Miroslav Orsic, it just hasn't worked. Like, whatever it was, whether it was just the amount of personnel in the side, whether it's just the fact that it was an off chance that we got him, it didn't feel like there was a plan to include him in the club. In the starting 11, it didn't feel like that there was a plan, and the minutes that he did play, he never really made an impact in the team at all. So, yeah, it's a struggle for him, and I think, as you said, Turkey is probably the destination he's going to go this summer. I can't really see anywhere else that would take him.
Jamie, is it a pretty simple sell for Orsic in this situation, even probably because it's out of our hands? I know it's literally out of our hands for any of these players. We're just four people on a podcast, but you know, I mean, it doesn't even feel that there's a discussion point for this, because he's the strongest link the way, really.
Well, he did recently put Southampton FC back in his bio on Instagram, so who knows, we might have a resurgence of Orsic, our number 11. But I just think he's got like the random, I know we just do the quiz questions, like random Saints player used to play for us, that sort of thing, like 5 years down the line, like, who wore number 11 in the season we relegated? We're like, no one. Redmond sold at the start of the season. You know, there's like
5 years.
Yeah, and it'd just be him. No, so but yeah, I think Orsic is a very easy sell. And good luck to him in Turkey.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. The last winger that we've got, which is probably another one of those huge discussion points, Nathan Teller, stay or go. Ollie, I'm sat on the fence. 17 goals last season. I think only four people scored more than him in the Championship. Loaned out to Burnley. I think a lot of people thought we wouldn't really see anything else from him. He didn't really make too much of an impact in the Premier League, but, well, what an impact he made for Burnley. We want £15 to £18 million. A couple of different reports saying different things. And I know it's not the Russell Martin way for the take-ons, for this, for that. But imagine Sulemana, Teller and Che Adams as a front three. No one would even get close. Ollie, what would you do with Nathan Teller?
I would stick at our price of, I think £18 million is a very fair price, because considering he's English, he's young, he's had a very successful season in the Championship, I think he deserves his chance to play Premier League football. They've got to pay the money. So if they're not showing us the money, then we're going to keep him, and he's going to have another, hopefully, successful season in the Championship and be really a real asset towards us. So either way, we're winning. We've got him under contract. Yeah, they've got to put the money up. And I know there's been suggestions that there's been talks. But we're not gonna give a cut price deal. We've got our valuation, they've got to meet that valuation. I think it's as simple as that. So I've put him as a starter for the moment, and until they buy us off him and meet our valuation, I think I'll see him as a starter.
Mikey, do you see it as a realistic possibility that Nathan Teller could stay? I mean, the Athletic say that he'd be happy with a permanent move away, but he's focused on coming back for pre-season. Do you think he would? Because, you know, I look at it in a similar way to Ollie, with some people that you can negotiate the price and go, yeah, do you know what, we can take £3 million off there, but a contract until 2025 means that his valuation really stays the same as it ever was, especially coming off the back of his best season and knowing that Burnley really, really, really liked him from last year. What do you think?
I think with Teller, I think he's someone that would be good to keep around. But I also think if Burnley do match the £18 million, I don't think is a deal we should stop happening. I know there's talks that Burnley aren't willing to match £18 million. They want to go lower, but if they really want him, they'll pay up the £18 million. I think they're currently having a decision between the left back that they had from Chelsea last year, trying to get him, and Teller. I don't think they can get both. So it's currently trying to decide which one that they want. But no, I'd be interested to see Teller come back to the club. I think he had such a good season last year that it might be something that the club wants to capitalise on and try and get the most amount of money for him, because you could probably count on one hand how many players probably had a season where we probably could have made more money than we could have done last season. So I think Teller, if we get the right offer, we should sell him. But as Ollie said, there's nothing at the moment suggesting that Burnley are going to match that, so he might as well pee in the starting 11 because of how proven he was last year.
Jamie, stay or go for Teller? And then move us on to the striker section. I want to start with Saku Maya. Would you keep or would you sell someone that's not done too much in the Premier League? 22 appearances, one goal since his move from Bordeaux, when he did score 6 in league and from 26 appearances overall. Do you think a season in the Championship would do him good? Do you think a loan move away? What are you thinking?
I'd say Teller is, I think, like Mikey said, a good part I was going to bring up. He's still on my points again. That I think, Burnley are deciding between two different players at the moment, which they want to spend the money on. But I said, like Ollie, I'd love to have him stay at the club. But if he wants to move to Burnley, where his best mate Obafemi is, you know, he's got lots of appealing factors. He gets on with the manager. He has brilliant form at the club. He loves Turf Moor, and big Michael Obafemi is there waiting for him with open arms. But moving on to Saku Maya. It's a player that had his little moments in the season, like I said, also helping stop the quadruple with his goal against City. But maybe in the Championship, he could have a decent spell of form, but also has the bit of rumours behind him that he wants to go. But I think this is a good opportunity for him to prove himself in English football, because say if we do hopefully do the bounce back and he has a decent season now, he could have an excellent season moving forward in the Premier League in the neat season to come. So hopefully keep and put on the bench so they can rotate around our other striking options.
So he's only 20 years old and there's still, you know, like you said, going to be a couple of options ahead of him, maybe, unless he fights his way through. Ollie, what would you do? Sell, loan, bench? What are you thinking?
I've got him on my bench. I think the reason I'd like to keep him is almost to toughen him up. I think his one thing that he struggled with in the Premier League was his physicality, and he will have to get stronger if he plays in the Championship because it's an even more physical league. So I think it would be a good test for him to match that level of physicality. We know he's got pace. We know he's got a kind of natural instinct for the goal. There's been opportunities where he's had to think quickly, get a shot on target, and it's gone in the back of the net. So there's definitely potential there. And I think that kind of toughening up of the Championship would be a real... really good for his development, kind of force him into bringing that physicality into his game. So I think it's a player that I'd like to keep around, and I'm popping him on my bench.
And Mikey, Saku Maya stay or go, but also I was kindly reminded that I forgot about Sam Adozie, which is really sad because he's one of my favourite players from last season, even though he didn't play too much near the back end, only 2 games under Sellers, both off the bench, but is a really versatile left winger, really dynamic, someone that I really enjoyed watching, but someone that might not fit under Russell Martin and might need a loan move away after his £10 million move from Manchester City. What are your thoughts behind that?
With Saku Maya, I'd know there were reports that he'd struggled to settle in the UK since his move from France. So that might play a big part in it. It might be the opportunity for him to get a loan away from the club and maybe play some first team football where he's needed. I'd like him to stay and be a part of, because I think with Maya, there was so little of him seen and so little attacking football being played by us. There was so little happening in that final third. Sometimes it was hard to see what he had been signed for, whether it was him being an incredible technical player or whether it being him a pressing player or someone who's going to be a sort of poacher in the box, something like that. It was hard to see what he was there for. So maybe having him as a starting player in the Championship, it's a bit of a risk because you're not too sure what you're going to get. That's why he's sort of on that balance of maybe in the squad, maybe on the sell list, because if he's not settled and we don't really know what Russell Martin's going to do with him, it might be that he's on the sell list. With Samuel Adozie, maybe a loan is what he needs. Again, if Russell Martin isn't a take-on wizard man who'd like people going one-on-one and taking people on, it might not be the player for him. However, I like him. I think he's a good player. And someone that I'd want to keep around the first team squad, especially if the amount of players that I've got on my sell list are going to be sold. I think it might be good to keep a couple of these players around and make sure that they're staying here. So yeah, it would be him to stay in the squad.
All right, Jamie, do you think Sam Adozie should stay or go? Pretty quick on that one. And also Adam Armstrong as well, stay or go for him? Someone we signed from Blackburn Rovers 2 seasons ago, but 4 goals in 53 Premier League appearances. He's not really done too much in the Premier League, but he says that he wants to stay in the Championship, and he's got a great record there as well. I think 28 goals just before we signed him. I think that was only bettered by Ivan Toney that season. I think he had a better goal record from open play, so certainly a good finisher in there. What do you think?
I think it'd be a bit silly to loan out Sam Adozie, because we'd only be loaning him to a club in the Championship, because he's definitely that quality, if not better, because he had some brilliant spells in the team in the first half under Ralph. So I'd love to keep him in the squad bench, but possibly pushing for a start, depending on other transfers we bring in this summer. But moving on to Adam Armstrong, I think he is a definite start for me, as he's a man who said he's committing his future to the club. And with his goal record in the Championship, we'd be silly to get rid of him, because hopefully he can slot nicely back into that form. See, I said, yes, he was a bit terrible for us in his stint in the Premier League, but he has the stats to back him in the Championship, so I think we shouldn't disregard that and put all our faith in our number nine, and with the goals would be coming back in.
I think Adam Armstrong was slightly unfortunate in the fact that he was probably signed to play in a front two with Che Adams, and the summer that he came in, we then decided to drop the two striker system down to a one striker system. Actually, no, the summer after. Because we had Brozier in, who then replaced him quite quickly. And as soon as he had that slot open up to be a front two, we then moved to a single striker system. And then Selez decided to not play strikers at all. And he was pushed out more of a left winger than anything else. I think it'd be good to see him play as more of a nine. If we can get him playing as that central striker, I think that's where he would best operate as. However, whether that's the profile of striker that Russell Martin wants to use, I don't know.
Do you think he should stay or go, though, for confirmationary basis?
I think he should stay, but if he doesn't fit the profile, then there's no point in keeping him around.
Yep, Ollie, stay or go for you, and then talk to me a bit about Paul Onoachi. Do you think he should stay or do you think he should go? A really good record in Belgium, 73 goals, 103 games, so well over one goal every two games, but hasn't really done anything for us. 11 Premier League appearances, no goals, and he's wanted by Stuttgart, Union Berlin, Galatasaray, he's wanted in Saudi Arabia as well, Borussia Mönchengladbach, contract until 2026, aged 29, £18 million, so it feels like we need something on the return of the investment. What do you think should happen?
I think he's going to be sold. I think this is a fairly easy one. I think this is one of the easiest I did on the when making this decision. I think he was a kind of a Hail Mary, get a striker in with some sort of goal scoring record who plays Nathan Jones style. You know, he's going to win those headers, those long balls. We're definitely not going to be playing that style anymore. And although I could see him being physically the right attributes for the Championship, I did not see enough of a player at all to be effective. I don't think he'd work in the system. And I think we should try and recuperate as much as we possibly can and try and look to sell him this summer.
Jamie, do you agree? Should we cut our losses with Onoachi?
Yeah, I think he would be a decent player to have in the Championship. I just think mentally, after he's just not there anymore. After his cameo in the Premier League, let's put it, he just didn't have any game there. So Yeah, so easy sell for me. It was the first one on my list, actually.
And Mikey, what do you think should happen to Onuachu and lead us into our 33rd and final player on this list, Che Adams? At the end of the season, he sort of had a nice little Instagram post where he says he wants to lead this club back to the Premier League. But what do you think should happen? He's not been the goal scorer that maybe we were hoping for. 25 goals and 124 Premier League appearances, including 14 assists as well. But this season, 28 games, 5 goals, missed 9 under Selez, and no talks of a contract yet. That's what The Athletic says. Burnley and Forest are weekly linked, and he has a contract until 2024.
With Onuachu, he only got 25% of the minutes in the games that he played. I think majority of those were probably from Chelsea, maybe, and he had a couple of starts. Early on in his career at Southampton, but that fell off quite quickly. And you can see why he scored goals in Belgium. His height, his positional play in the box is rather good. And when you look at the goals he has been scoring, it is all in the 18-yard box. And the issue is that if you don't give him the opportunities to score, he's not gonna put him in the back of the net. He's not going to be someone who's going to get involved in play too much. Even though I was quite impressed with his hold-up play against Chelsea, it was rather good. So it was a surprise that we didn't stay with him. But if he doesn't suit the pressing style, he doesn't suit the pressing style. Che Adams, this is I had three on my list who are going to be the ones that will hurt me the most when they leave. And it's Kyle Walker-Peters, it's James Ward-Prowse, and it's Che Adams. I think Che Adams is a brilliant player. I think the way that he links play as a striker is something that not many strikers have the ability to do. I think his ability to do that makes him such a vital player in the way that we used to play, especially when Danny Ings was up front. I think that was something he was so effective at. It's just a shame that he can't score when he's in the 6-yard box. If he could, that would be the 15 goal a season striker that we would have hopefully brought into to play. I mean, he got unfortunate with a couple of them as well. You think the goal against Bournemouth, where his like top of the nail of his big foot is offside, then like that's all you can say. I think he's brilliant. I think it'll be such a shame when he leaves the club. But again, 1 year left on his deal. We don't have the power in that. There's multiple clubs that are linked with him in the Premier League. I think Everton have been for the last couple of years. Forest have been as well. So yeah, I can see him leaving, and I'll be gutted when he does. But he probably will be leaving the football club this summer.
Ollie, like Mikey said, Che Adams has only got 1 year left in his current deal. And with a lot of players that have got a year left, you sort of think, right, you've got to get the value out of them now. Sell them for a cut price, but at least you get something back. With Che Adams' records in the Championship, would you almost say it can go on a free at the end of the season, but those 20, possibly 25 goals could be the reason we get into the Premier League, and that's worth so much more than the 10, 15 million that we could get right now.
You're doing a bit of a Championship version of Kane. Is that what you mean? It's kind of like, do you cash in or do you get the investment later on? I see what you mean, because I think Mikey is right. Che Adams' hold-up play, his ability to bring others in is so important. And when he was injured, we did miss that. And when he came back in, straight away he showed those things. And although he hasn't been prolific in the Premier League, he's still shown his worth. So I think in the Championship, he would be brilliant. I think that physicality is always going to go a long way in the Championship. I think he would put away a lot more chances. I think he would tie in a lot of players, especially if we're playing balls to feet with possession football. I think he would be brilliant. So if we could keep him on board, I'd be more than happy to keep him, because like Mikey said, he is such an asset. He's a brilliant player. But if he does go, I do understand it. If there's Premier League opportunities for him there to play first team football in the Premier League, I think he would go. So I've done that thing again. I've optimistically put him in the starting 11, but again, I could definitely see a team coming in for him and meeting our valuation for him.
And finally, Jamie, is it a stay or is it a go for Che Adams?
I put him in my starting, because I think from his Instagram post, if like he could do like the stay with us the 1 year, and then hopefully we get promoted back to Premier League, and then he can decide what he wants to do, because he's then be a free agent. I think that makes most sense to me, or hopefully that makes sense to him as well. Because, like I said, he can absolutely ball out in the Championship. He could be an unreal player. And then if he does have an absolute worldie of a season, he can go to a bigger top half Prem side maybe. And if not, maybe sign a new contract with us and continue his legacy of Southampton. But I agree with Mikey that if he does leave, it would be very heartbreaking because he is one of my favourite Southampton players. But I have faith in that will stay. I think it makes sense for him to do so. But football is a crazy world. And all the players in the list we've discussed could leave the club at the summer, if we're being honest. Every single player we've discussed has an opportunity to leave. And that's just how football is nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, with Che Adams, players like Lyndon Dykes has been part of the Scotland squad for ages. And he's been at QPR in the Championship. So hopefully that won't, you know, alter his mind at all. But that's all of our 33 players decided whether they're going to stay, whether they're going to be on the bench, loaned out, sold. And guys, I just want to think, how many players have you actually got starting? Because, you know, we're trying to build this squad. How much does Russell Martin have to do? Mikey, how many players have you got in that starting column?
I've got 9, so I don't even have a first 11 in my starting.
We need to sign at least 2 players.
At least 2, will be, yeah.
At least 2. Ollie?
I've got 8.
8. And Jamie, have you
got... I've got 9 as well. That's Michael.
So we've
but
got
that is in one of those is including James Ward-Prowse, so basically I've got 8. So.
I like that you've ended the podcast on a positive note, though, thinking that James Ward-Prowse could stay. Maybe a kid. You never know. Anyway, that's all that we've got time for this week's episode of the podcast. We've talked about Russell Martin. He's come through the door. We've talked about 33 players in the squad and what's going to happen. I'll link the tier list in the description below and also on the tweet, you know, promoting this podcast. If you want to do this tier list, remember to do it. Tweet us at @Saints_score. My name's Harry Tizzle. I've been joined by Mikey Maisman.
I hope this podcast hasn't been too upsetting because a lot of it has been. They'll probably end up going. But yeah, thank you for listening.
Ollie Boast.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening.
And Jamie Allen.
I would like to say my shirt collection will be very sad after most of the players' the shirts I have will be leaving the club. But thank you all for listening to this possibly 2-part series. Make sure you give us some feedback in the rating system, depending what app you're listening to use this on.
Absolutely. Nice. And my name's been Harry Tizzard, and we will see you very soon.